This road is definitely very important for the vital development of the south of the county. You take it from Ballyshannon all the way down to Glencolum Kill, and you're even taking in Ardragh, Glenties and Dunloe, because this road is used by everybody. And
you're going to be making the political case, obviously, but you're also bringing down executives from Donegal County Council and members of the local community to make the engineering case and the community case as well.
Yes, Donald, the delegation is going from the MD here in Donegal Town, and also senior officials from Donegal County Council will be coming down for this meeting. And it's fight that basically we're all going down, and that we're all on the one page, and we're all going down with the one ambition, is getting more money for this Petticoat Road.
Would your hope be that we will eventually actually see this designated as an N road, brought under the auspices of TII, and then funded in that regard?
Exactly, mate, because I mean, at the moment, I mean, it's only classed as a regional road, and basically with a regional road, Donald, that means the funding only comes out of the local area. I mean, and basically the money that was being spent on the Petticoat Road in the last number of years has been in the region of 30,000 to 40,000. Now, with a bit of work this year, I've kind of secured 220,000 to be done on the Petticoat Road. But me, we all know that is nowhere near the basically what's required for this road. And we require substantial funding to upgrade this road to the standard that is required, because it's the main link into the south of the county. Anybody leaving them roads going to Dublin or Belfast wouldn't use the Petticoat Road. And I'd be hoping that basically the TII would take this road on and make it a national secondary road, and basically give it the funding that it is required.